Mumbai. What about you?
All right, so I'm from the capital, Delhi.
Oh, nice man. Awesome. So, what are you doing with your podcasts?
So currently,
What's your podcast channel about?
my podcast is about, it kind of gives you daily treat of 60 seconds, the daily motivation on how you run your day. And sometimes it get inclined towards entrepreneurship and self-life advising.
Oh, sure. Awesome, man. Awesome.
Awesome. So what about the
So
builders?
I'm a 19-year-old entrepreneur. I've been working since I was 11 years old. I have two companies and I've been 200 entrepreneurs since the last 3 years. I've
Right.
built people's businesses from Amazon to normal businesses.
Right.
And that's what I do. Basically, I build businesses and I build my own.
All right. So what kind of businesses are we into, like, mainly?
So basically, I own companies owned by me and one family business. The family business is about event management.
Right.
I have one business about student exchange, and the second one is an Amazon business.
All right.
The businesses I develop are random businesses, people who connect with me, and then I give them advices how to build their businesses from maybe $1,000
Right.
to 100,000 for it. Yeah. Or
Okay. So, like, if you are into this business consultancy and advices as well, like, what advice you would give to the listeners of the podcast who are into restaurant business? And like, depending upon they know that the landscape is now totally saturated right now into the restaurant business. So how these people should go about and, integrate their restaurant plans into the domain?
yeah. So I've couple of restaurants, and the main way to scale a restaurant would be these points. First of all, try to use the influencer market. Go to big influencers and tell the restaurant eat and post about you guys. You get five influencers who have a big following to post about this and create a good image of you outside in the society. You'll get a great amount of people that. Secondly, use your apps like Zomato, Swiggy as a big influencer restaurant. Every time someone comes in, tell them to leave good reviews. Tell, like, have, for example, something, you leave a good review, you come in, you give a review, you just give a review. We'll give you this. We'll give you a 5%, 10% discount. We'll, and all of that. You do that, you have a good base on Zomato. As soon as you get free good marketing, and as soon as you get things like, what do you call it? Good reviews on Zomato, that's where you can put up a restaurant with a great amount of people coming in.
All
Other
right.
than that, if you have a food stall or something like that, going to events, going to flea markets, socializing with people, all of that helps.
Okay. So basically, like, all of these are when we go channeling down into the awareness part of the marketing funnel. But what we can do to make our restaurant stand out, like, right now, creative is something the variable people are finding out, like, if there is a creative ambience people talk about or the food. So, like, these are the two factors that right now restaurant business makes, that some factors that makes the restaurant business stand out. So what do you really think, like, in the next two, three, if we talk about the restaurant business in the next 2 years or 3 years, where it would be going and what variables that would mainly affect the restaurant businesses?
First of all, the main variable would be location-based food. For example, if I am in an area where people love eating sandwiches, my main deal should be sandwiches. If the main deal is, for example, noodles, it should be noodles. You got to live out to the audience, first of all. Second of all, the biggest thing for which our audiences, for which our youth are looking out, is a good-looking photogenic restaurant with good-looking and well-tasting food.
Yeah.
Because as soon as you have a restaurant which is good-looking and the food is good-looking, they're going to post about it.
True.
They're going to recommend it.
True.
Those two are the main points. Keep it decent priced, well-hyped, and good-looking. And that's where you stand out in a restaurant business.
Awesome. Nice. That was truly, I think that would be, you know, this answer would be really adding value to all the listeners of the podcast.
Yep. Thank you.
Yeah. So any questions for me, if you want like your listeners to know about something, any into the motivation or self life advices, some sort of that.
You are a motivational. What is your motto working, you know, every day giving people motivation? What is your way of giving yourself motivation every day?
Okay, so my way of giving motivation every day is like, because it's something that you're talking about, what is driving me to do that, right?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay, so what I believe my driving factor right now is that you know, I want to live a life where, you know, I can add value to the people's life, because I really believe that right now people are running behind money and all, and their life are, you know, totally filled with miseries, depressions and sorrows, and they are not really able to overcome that, even if they have spark inside them, but they are not really able to overcome that. So I believe that, you know, making a small change like that matchstick into their heart, where they can really feel good about themselves, they can really feel good about the world. I really think that a world would be a better place to live if everybody, you know, get that positive. So I just want to make a life that, you know, bringing some dent into the universe where people can really feel like now the world has become a better place to live. So that's why that's the only thing that drives me to speak up daily on the podcast and doing things of that nature.
Awesome. Great talking to you, man. And this has been an awesome podcast.
Yeah.
So, yes. Together sometime later too. And thank you so much for giving me your time, man.
Sure. Definitely. Definitely, my friend. Definitely.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye. See ya.
Yeah. See ya.